There's so much to listen to and so little time. Please waste your time with us, Solid State Radio. Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Listen here, you bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Lagan. You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. Now buck a drink into you and get it done, boy. Go!
I've been working up a thirst, got work in the morning. Well, I guess it could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out,
make hay.
Heading into town, I'm gonna satisfy my taste. Four beers, so I'll have a couple on the way. Calling up the boys, no one's answering, sure, that's okay. I know where they are, in a pub by the river, rubbing up the bar.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts flying, the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
to
hey,
for it.
Hey, hey.
Got the evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening. The roof starts to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
get for it.
Hey, hey.
Now they're even drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Well, the boys enforce that knockback the charge, but somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far. But it always seems, no matter where we go, trouble always seems to know where we are. Kingston boys are gonna win the day. Wrong anybody getting in the way. When the roots start to fly, you know that's when Kingston boys start swinging out again.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
for it.
Hey, hey.
Got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
for it.
Hey, hey.
Got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston.
What's happening again? The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same choice, a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, what's happening again? The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same
choice,
a different night.
Hey, hey.
It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, what's happening again? The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same
choice,
a different night.
Hey, hey.
It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Right, welcome back, everybody. He's Adam Hairhook. I'm Drew Duffney. I say welcome back as if we already had part of the show. We've just been here.
We've just been kind of sitting around.
We
vibing.
Got here early. Last yeah. weekend was the birthday bash. And
that was a good time.
I know it. We rushed
everybody
up, did
a
the
great
show.
Job, yeah.
Yeah, my gosh. And I stayed
met
later
cool
than
people.
I wanted to. Yeah, it really was a good time.
You did stay up longer past your bedtime. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it was a party, you know. But thanks to Tara and everybody down at Cascadens. And thank you for allowing me to be the MC for the first part of the night as long
you
as I could stay
awake for. You
knocked
it out of
for.
The park. You introduced Matt Basterson, and you were... You had that whole crowd eating on your hand, yeah. So kudos to you.
Well, I appreciate getting up there. It's almost like I like to hear my own voice when I go home. It's silence. I try to turn on radio and TV and you know play music on my phone just so that you know I can't hear the house creaking because you know. But
yeah.
Anyway, same shite, different night. The Lagan, the Brendan, fabulous interview we did with them fellas many
cool
years
people.
Ago. Is weird as that is to say, the Blarney Hour many years. Are we
yeah.
coming up on 4 years? Is that we're going to be?
About 3 years.
Is it three?
3 years. I know that when we went to go visit
was
the Irish Rovers, that
20.
Was in 2022, March of 2022. And so it was a year before that. So I think we're coming up on
21, 3 years. We're coming up 3 years.
Yeah,
we are. But
we're broadcasting outside.
What's that?
We're brought up next
Saturday. That's the thing. It's not going to be same shite 7 days from today.
No, it is not.
And I'm undecided on what we're going to do because we're not really platformed to play the Blarney Hour. We're scheduled to broadcast live from Tilted Access from 4 to 7.
The Blarney Hour will still air in its normal time slot, but from 4 to 7, you and I are basically taking over. So yeah. we're going to preempt the Blank Generation. Sorry, Uncle Salem. Maybe some of the garage, but we're just going to basically just be vibing.
Yeah, and I feel like we might, just based on recent events, play some German music.
Might,
I
yeah.
have absolutely no equivalent, and we're certainly going to play seven women in the restroom for 7 days. What was that song that we stumbled across? It was an Irish song. That was actually,
oh my god!
Yeah, Seamus
yes.
Kennedy did it, and
yeah.
So, and it had an accordion in it. So we're definitely going to be playing that.
We'll do that.
I know the program director is probably going to come down on us, and he might try to shut us down. But I just foresee us, the venue has asked that we play some German music in the intermission.
Sure.
And I feel like
sure.
that we're going to be like the Blues Brothers when they didn't really know any country music, so they just played a lot of Rawhide.
I feel like
we're going to play Roll Out the Barrel like 15 times. Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have a great time, though. We're going to be able to step out of our comfort zone. We did this last year.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, and I didn't even, it didn't even roll across my screen. I showed up at the bar one night, and the owner, Tom, amazing.
Tom, great guy in the room.
Yeah, yep. And he says, so Adam said you guys are interested in broadcasting live for Oktoberfest. And I said, yeah, of course we are. I mean, you know, what are you going to do? Say, well, maybe Adam is. I don't plan on being here. Yeah.
What, does Adam have a mouse in his pocket? Is it wearing a cape?
Yeah, it's more like a python. Anyway.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, it was that one night, you know, in Sardinia before the Rovers. Anyway, all things aside, no, we will be broadcasting live from Tilted Access right here in a lovely downtown Lapeer for Oktoberfest.
Yeah, it's you get it for like $20 a ticket. You get it like a mug, you get a table, and it's
but they're going quick.
Yeah, they are
going
fast, quick.
But you do get a commemorative mug with the year on it.
Yep.
You get your first pour for free.
Yes,
and they're going to have a multitude of special edition beers that they're not going to have on tap at the brewery for the rest of the season. These are only Oktoberfest, and not only they're going to have their Oktoberfest beer, but they're going to have others involved. I will say this. Last year, GravCat Brewing from Oxford was up here. I'm not sure if they're going to be up here this year.
I hope so. Those guys are cool.
Was extended. Yeah, for sure. However, we are going to have, I just got the line on the music lineup tonight and just made a post about it. From 1 to 3, you're going to have the one and only founder of Rich Clark and the Clark Country Drifters.
Clark Country Drifters.
Yeah.
And also, if you guys like metal, he's not playing any metal on that day, but he is also among
these
ashes.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Rich Clark is going to be doing his solo act, similar to what he does out to Blake's in Almont there.
Yes.
And he's going to be here from 1 to 3, and that's actually a family-friendly event. It is at a bar, but it's outside.
It's outside.
And so you're going to have the courthouse lawn. We're going to have fabulous weather, and there's all kinds of things to do in downtown Lapeer. In addition to that, we're going to have Ruby T and Valentine.
Yes.
Now, they have a special guest. Normally, it's just a trio, but they have a special guest, and that's going to be a drummer. Normally, they just do like a three-piece acoustic type deal.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a drummer involved for this particular edition. And then closing out the night is going to be Julius and the Blues Summit with special guest Papa Small.
Papa Small.
Yeah. So you are going to be able to get your blues on, your Oktoberfest. We're going to be having all kinds of fun. They're going to have brats. They're going to have pretzels. And, of course, the best pizza in Lapeer.
It really is. And we broadcast from what time?
We're going to be there from 4 to 7.
4 to 7.
I might be there a little bit early. Yeah. So if you guys want to show up and want some stickers or want some goodies.
Stickers,
for
sure, we'll have some stickers
around
this year, actually.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Is somebody, what is it?
We better take this. Right, hang on. Hello, Solid State Radio.
Hello, boys. How are we tonight?
Good evening, Father John. How are you?
Well, I'm all right so far. I don't know. I'm not having too bad of a day.
Well, that's good. Are you keeping cool? It was a warm one today.
Yeah, I've got some air conditioning blowing in here, trying to cool me off some.
Well, we had the big party last weekend, Father, and then I was in Las Vegas, the city of sin, with my brother.
Yes, because you're one of those boys that sin.
Well, you know, I did make it a point to go to service while I was out there.
Are you serious? Did you really do that?
I did, and my brother was with me. And when we went, they had confession that Sunday, and my brother had gone to the brothel. And he says, well, Father, I didn't really do anything while I was out there. He says, we just kind of, you know, hugged each other and rubbed it a little bit. And the father says, rubbing it a little bit, he says, that's the same as putting it in.
That sure does.
I couldn't believe it, Father. But that's what he told me. And so he says, for your penance, he says, say 5 Hail Marys and put $50 in the poor box. So my brother went over there and we left. And all of a sudden the priest is following us out like somebody at a restaurant. And he says, hey, boys. And we turned around and said, yeah. He says, I told you part of your penance was to put $50 in the poor box. He says, well, Father, I rubbed the box with a $50 bill, and you said rubbing it is the same as putting it in.
Hey, I kind of think this story sounds a little familiar.
I'm just saying, Father. But on a good note, I think Adam is starting to come into his own. He's starting to see things your way.
Well, he's a smart man.
His birthday was a couple weeks ago, and Sean got him a bottle of whiskey. And he left it in his car. And what happened?
It exploded.
A bottle of whiskey exploded in your car.
It got so hot in the car that it popped the cork off, and it leaked all through my car.
Wait a minute. Whiskey had a cork in it?
Yes.
You know that.
It was good whiskey.
Good things you learn because you don't drink, right, Steve? I'd have known better. You should ask.
I was going to use it for cooking, but yeah.
What in the world are you going to cook with liquor?
Oh, bourbon chicken.
Actually, you could make. My wife makes a really good soup with bourbon.
Well, I do too.
Little bit for the soup, little bit for me.
Yeah. The only ingredients my bourbon soup has is ice cubes.
Oh yeah, there you go. See, there you are. That's what I expect from you.
Oh well, Father. Anyway, I did go out and harvested a deer today.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well, good for you. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Is it a big old buck?
Well, it's early antlerless season this weekend, and so it was a doe. But, you know, I was wondering if you could give it a blessing for me.
Well, sure, I can always bless it. Would you need me to come to your house or something?
No, it's hanging in the cooler right now. I mean, I'll wait till it's wrapped up in packages, and then you can just bless the meat. But really, in the back of my mind, I just wanted to know if you could bless things other than water or people that were sick.
Well, of course I can. What's wrong with you?
Well, because I was thinking, I always hear the phrase, holy guacamole, and I was wondering if you could bless some guacamole, so when I said it, it actually had meaning.
Well, you know, if it was guacamole, I'd just throw it in the garbage.
I don't think Father John likes a Southwestern taste.
No, that's what I'm thinking. He likes his tomato sandwiches.
He likes his, he's Irish. He likes his potatoes and his meat boiled.
That's right.
I'm looking forward to March.
Yeah. As are we.
Well, Father, okay, so how's the football game doing?
How's the football game going? Which game are we talking about?
The Michigan, University of Michigan.
We're going to talk about Michigan started out looking like champions. They were doing a very good job, and then all of a sudden, halftime game, and they came back out on the field, and holy smokes, did they get out coached.
Oh, boy.
Well,
we still got the Tigers. They've been on a tear recently.
Those Tigers are something else, aren't they? They get me excited.
But I've got the Tigers going on. I haven't checked the score to see if they won or lost against Baltimore. We got the Lions tomorrow. Lions against Cardinals. Who do you got in this game, Father?
My Lions are going to beat the Cardinals. I know it. Think about it. Who's going to win in a fight, a Lion or low Red Bird?
I said the same thing, Father.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're willing to give my dear a good blessing today, Father, I may show up for service tomorrow. I'm kind of weathered tonight, but I'm feeling like I need to come in and repent. But with all our talk about sports, I think we're going to kick off tonight with Helmet Head by Great Big C right here in the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
I was just 17 when I made the AHL. I couldn't skate in junior, but my fist rang like a bell. I'll never win a title and I'll never win a cup. But when it comes to ladies, I've had the best of luck. My first girl was a sly one, she's hanging around the rink. Hey, send me off to cornball as fast as you can blink. And Mushai was right in love, the daughter of the coach. He traded me for nothing, didn't take the my approach. So goodbye.
Very well.
There's no time for delay. You see you at the face off or catch a play by play. So goodbye.
Very well.
I'm glad you shared my bed. Trust a fella with a helmet on his head. Chateau so much than a Juliet Croix. A tongue as sharp as razors, but she had a fancy car. Her husband was a bruiser, played senior in Quebec. And if he had the rights of it, it would have been my neck. So goodbye.
Very well.
There's no time for delay. You see me at the face off or catch a play by play. So goodbye.
Very well.
I'm glad you shared my bed, but never trust a fella with a helmet. She'd always be in tears, waving from the bleachers and screaming in my ears. And she, I couldn't marry, and we had a deadly fling. But I had a one-way contract, blew the money for the ring. So goodbye.
Very well.
There's no time for delay. You'll see me at the face-off or catch up in my play. So goodbye.
Very well.
I'm glad you shared my bed, but never trust a fella with a helmet on his head.
Fishing town, the old man said to me, you can spend your life, your jolly life, just sailing on the sea. You can search the world for pretty girls till your eyes are weak and dim, but don't go searching for a mermaid, son, if you don't know how to swim. Cause her hair was green as seaweed, her skin was blue and pale, her face, it was a work of art. I love that girl with all my heart, but I only like the upper part. I did not like the tail. I signed unto a sailing ship my very first day at sea. I seen the mermaid and the waves are reaching out to me. Come and live with me in the sea, said she, down on the ocean floor, and I'll show you a million wondrous things you've never seen before. So over I jumped and she pulled me down, down to her seaweed bed, and a pillow made of a tortoise shell she placed beneath my head. She fed me shrimp and caviar upon the silver dish. From her head to her waist, it was just my taste, but the rest of her was a fish. cause her hair was green as seaweed. Her skin was blue and pale. Her face, it was a work of art. I love that girl with all my heart. I only like the upper part. I did not like the tail. But then one day she swam away, so I sang to the clams and the whales. Oh, how I miss her seaweed hair and the silver shine of her scales. Then her sister, she swam by, set my heart awhirl. Cause her upper part was an ugly fish, but her bottom part was a girl. Yes, her hair is green as seaweed, her skin is blue and pale. Her legs, they are a work of art. I love that girl with all my heart. And I don't give a damn about the upper part, cause that's how I get my tail. Come here, mate, show me your face.
It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. Now shut up and finish your whiskey.
Brogan's, Grogan's, sitting there in Hogan's, drinking at the bottom of the hill. She broke my heart in the Phoenix Park, and I nearly lost my will. With a brazen head, she turned and said, you need to go walk the long haul. It was getting late, so we jumped the gate and crashed the Trinity Ball. She says, are we going home? I says, no. We're going out for the weekend, chasing rainbows, going downstream, wherever the beer flows. I don't really care, wherever the blame goes, cause we're going out and we're
chasing rainbows.
Going out for the weekend, chasing rainbows, going downstream, wherever the beer flows. I don't really care. Wherever the plane goes, cause we're going out and we're
chasing rainbows. Hey! 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 Chasing rainbows.
She said she was itching for a dance in the kitchen, so we went to Temple Bar. We stopped on the way for a pint of McDade's, and we never really got that far.
Hey!
4 in the morning, falling through the door of the palace like a king and queen. On a bleeding horse, we set our course for a session, Stephen's Green. For a session? You know what I mean?
We're going out for the weekend, chasing rainbows, going downstream, wherever the beer flows. I don't really care, wherever the blame goes, cause we're going out and we're
chasing rainbows.
Going out for the weekend, chasing rainbows, going downstream, wherever the beer flows. I don't really care, wherever the blame goes, cause we're going out and we're
chasing rainbows.
Welcome back, everybody. He's Adam Hare, Huck Andrew Duffney.
Hey, hey.
We are here in the Lyric Mall on the Blarney Hour, broadcasting live from the Solid State Radio Studio, celebrating the University of Michigan football win.
Woo! Nail biter.
My goodness, my goodness. We got to check on the Tigers. That'll probably come out in the next break. We just got to pay attention to things. But we kind of touched on it with Father John earlier on in the night, but I did want to get into my deer story. Adam's been asking me all kinds of questions.
Yeah.
And those of you across the pond, we hunt white-tailed deer. You guys have stag deer, but it is my primary source of protein. I work hard to try not to buy meat from the store. Not that I have anything against beef or anything like that, but it's expensive. And if I can save a little money, if I put in a little bit of extra effort and getting a little exercise in the process, I will. But the amount of effort that I put forth today was not my intention.
Was it bow or gun?
So this is an early antlerless deer season. And it is private land only. So you can hunt with both bow or gun. But the private land that I hunt on is a very small patch in surrounded by a residential area. And so
is it a trailer park, right?
Well, not quite that. But I don't hunt with a gun just, out of sheer courtesy, because there's a lot of people with pacemakers in the area. I mean, it's, hunting in an old folks community, but it's a lake area, so
right.
A lot of old people live there. So I don't want to, shock anybody's system or anything. But I had gone out, and my tree stand kind of backs up to the road. And so I'm sitting up in a tree, perched up in there, looking out at the woods, fog's coming in the morning, beautiful setting. And all of a sudden I hear, slam, and a gravel train rolled in, and they brought two truckloads full of gravel in like a Bobcat, like earth mover. And like moving gravel behind me, like road commission style.
Okay. That's got to help.
Great. That's going to ruin my day. So I go inside and I thought, it's 8:30 in the morning. I was out there for, a couple hours, not a great day, but it's going to get warm and I could get some things done at home. So I walk into my mother's house and she's offered me a cup of coffee or whatever, and I visit with her. She gets up to use the restroom and I go look out her window, and right beside her house is a big old deer just waving its tail at me. I said, "Ma, deer's right next to your house." She said, "Oh no, it's going to get into my plants again. Shoot it." I go out the front door, grab my crossbow. The deer's just standing there looking at me, smiling at me. And I'm like, "All right, tunk, off I go." So touched it off. Those of you that are archery hunters, you realize deer don't necessarily fall right where you shoot them when you're hunting archery. And it is actually probably about 81 degrees Fahrenheit here right now. So the deer don't have a very long time to last out there in the
Celsius,
woods.
I think it's 200 degrees Celsius.
Yeah,
or
something, like that. Yeah.
Conversion.
I think it's like 35 degrees Celsius or somewhere around there. So this deer decided to run through the woods into a swamp.
In front of Sean's car.
I'm just thinking a church bus or some kids are going to be playing out, in the grandparents' backyard or whatever, and find this
station
animal.
Station wagon full of PETA members. We did a good day. We did a job today there, Clarence.
That's right.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh, what a mess. So anyway, I give my brother a call, and he says, "I was wondering if you went out this morning." I said, "Yeah." He lives about 20 minutes away, so he drove out. And I'm looking, and when you're trying to track a deer, you go by a blood trail, because obviously they're leaking fluid. And so we kind of, made our trek, and we eventually found the deer, and it was in a deep swamp with the weeds and everything else. And so it was a chore to drag it out, but it was a good harvest, and I was definitely very happy for it. But all in all, that was a little more exercise than I bargained for. And my brother's just going, "Come on, we're having fun. You shot this thing. It's your job to drag it out." He's really giving it to me.
And how much did this doe weigh?
After it was dressed out, I'm guessing probably around 160 pounds.
Woo, you got your workout, didn't you?
Yeah, I definitely did. Yeah, my face was beet red. I thought I was going to have a heart attack. My brother's just looking at me. Well, then he got out, because he's allergic to the dander. So he can't get too close to the deer. So I did have a longer rope that we were trying to.
He hunts deer and he's allergic to them?
Well, so he can eat the meat.
Yeah.
But it's, he is. Yeah. So I gotta kind of get the hands-on work done.
That's a ruse he's been playing on you for 10 years. He's not allergic.
Yeah, Drew got out the deer. Oh, gosh, yeah. So, but he tugged on it and he goes, "Good night." He goes, "You're pulling and I'm pulling and this deer ain't moving." And I said, "Yeah, I'm telling you, Joe, it's a big deer, So that'll be a lot of tacos and a lot of hamburgers for us this winter.
Yeah.
So got a freezer full anyway. Well, should we get some bills paid?
Yeah, we shall.
All right. We'll be right back. Good.
Saturday, October 19th, the place to be is the Corona Road Bar. It's the Sessions Concert Series, where I get bands that I play on the show and get them on a stage for you to see live. On October 19th, I'll be at the CRB presenting The Pink 50s, The Lion Within, and Slumlord Radio. No cover charge, no tickets to buy, just come on in and check out some great Michigan-made music. The Corona Road Bar is located at 3110 Corona Road in Flint, 9 p.m. The Pink 50s, The Lion Within, Slumlord Radio. It's the Sessions Concert Series.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall. For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
When you're a foster parent, you play a lot of roles.
Provider, giving a foster child a safe home, healthy meals, and hope.
You're always there.
You're a cheerleader.
Your family. You would do anything for a child in your care.
Every day is different. Every need is different. But one of the most impactful roles you can play in life is being a foster parent. See why at michigan.gov/hopeforahome. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Day Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
Stone's Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present Side by Side by Sondheim. This show features all of the amazing work of Stephen Sondheim, composer and lyricist, September 20th, 21st, and 22nd, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2 o'clock. Tickets can be purchased online at stonesthrowtheater.org or by calling 810-660-7805. Stone's Throw Theater is only a stone's throw away.
Sure, there are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school, but here's one solid reason to let go of them all. Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead, explore your calling, uncover more opportunities, and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, six pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascaden's has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascaden Lounge.
With heavenly looks,
but a devil was she. She buried her husband, so 1, 2, and 3, and all of them died quite mysteriously.
Well, the first was a farmer, old Willie McPhee, who owned all the land around Tanderagee. He was cutting the hay, the last he was seen, and he ended up bailed by his threshing machine.
Oh, isn't it funny what money can do? The root of all evil is said to be true. Tell me, what would you do to be rich as a king? What'd you do? Diabolical things. The next was a gentleman scholar of note, famous and rich from the words that he wrote. But a book from the shelf fell down on his head, a right heavy tome made sure he was dead. Oh, isn't it funny what money can do? The root of all evil is said to be true. Tell me, what would you do to be rich as a king? Would you do diabolical things?
Ooh. Then she was wed to a singer of fame, the idol of millions and worth quite the same, till sadly his favorite new toy failed to break, but the poor grieving widow put on a great wake.
Oh, isn't it funny what money can do? The root of all evil is said to be true. Tell me, what would you do to be rich as a king? Would you do diabolical things?
It's lies or the truth, for if it was murder, there was never no proof. But there's devious things that can happen, you see, if you marry the widow of Donaghadee.
Oh, isn't it funny what money can do? The root of all evil is said to be true. Tell me, what would you do to be rich as a king? Would you do diabolical things? Oh, isn't funny what money can do? The root of all evil is said to be true. Tell me, what would you do to be rich as a king? Would you do diabolical things? Ooh, would you do diabolical things?
Yeah.
You call it alcoholism. I call it liver CrossFit. The Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Well, it's 5 o'clock on a Friday, heading home after work. Round comes half six with a message from my friend. Are we going out for one? Sure, there'll be no harm done. We're only going for the one. Ah, we get there and the crack is going good. Sure, you wouldn't get it down in Cricklewood. Sure, we're dancing on the floor and we're screaming for one more. We're only going for the one. On Saturday, you'll surely need the cure. Before you know it, you'll be heading back for more. Sure, you're only in the door and you're right back on the floor. There's no need for a dinner anymore. Are we going out for one? Sure, there'll be no harm done. We're only going for the one. Are we going out for one? Sure, there'll be no harm done. We're only going for the one. Around comes Sunday morning like a train. Feels like my life will never be the same again. Ah, down to the shop you go for the jumbo breakfast roll. It's the only chance you'll have to cure your soul. Are we going out for one? Sure, there'll be no harm done. We're only going for the one. Are we going out for one? Sure, there'll be no harm done. We're only going for the one. Then Monday comes around. It's time to go to work. And when I walk in, my boss just goes berserk. Sure, I haven't brushed my hair and my brain is well aware. Another pint would drive me to despair. Are we going out for one? Sure, there'll be no harm done. We're only going for the one. Are we going out for one? Sure, there'll be no harm done. We're only going for the one. Are we going out for one? Sure, there'll be no harm done. We're only going for the one. Are we going out for one? Sure, there'll be no harm done. We're only going for the one.
Drunk, we get awesome. some. So hoard her up around for you and me, and you and me,
and you and me.
Let there be whiskey.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Drew Duffney. And speaking of awesome, special announcement. Detroit Tigers did win over the Baltimore Orioles with 6-4.
6-4.
I know, American baseball. Can we talk about American baseball on an Irish radio show?
Oh, sure, sure we can. I'm sure there's some people that probably follow. I mean, is there an Irish name team that? Because they probably follow Notre Dame.
Yeah,
to fight an Irish.
I would think so.
So I mean, I guess we'll.
Man, what a group you picked there. I let Adam pick that last set. We had a couple
from, thank you for that. I
from
appreciate
the
it.
Rovers. We had Gerard McCarthy and Stone Clover with Awesome.
Yes.
That's our local Detroit band there. And that's kind of what brought me onto the Tigers. But I do want to talk about something that happened this past week in South China. So there was a zoo, and you can look this article up on your favorite search engine, but they tried to pull one over on the local zoo goers, and I think it was a corgi dog. It's a real puffy dog,
mm-hmm.
and they painted them to look like pandas. And they listed the, you know, come see our panda expedition or whatever, quite a few people went to go see it, and then they're like, how come those pandas are walking?
That is not right.
yeah, they're not standing up on their hind legs. They're panting with their tongue out like a dog. They
they're
weren't
not even looking at bamboo.
Yeah, no. Anyway,
panda, are they known for pandas?
Yes.
They're
like a peaceful animal.
They're peaceful.
I feel like I don't even know what religion that would be. Is that Buddha? Is that what that is? Buddhism?
Buddhist. Yeah.
I feel like Buddha is going to come down on you for lying about the animal of China, like the peace animal of China.
Well, I mean, Japan probably had it all planned out, came up with this panda exhibit, which they probably called it the Super Happy Fun Time Panda Show.
Yeah.
And then they was like, oh, we have no pandas. This is no good. And who's got a dog? Who's got white and black paint? All right, we got ourselves a show.
Yeah.
It's probably some...
Somebody Southern China, not Japan. I mean, if we're going to pick on them.
China? Oh,
yeah, if we're going to pick on them, we want to make sure we get the right Asian country.
They probably hired somebody from America who are just like, you know what, you just cheat the public. It's fine. And so somebody from West Hollywood, she's like, okay, we get some dogs. We get some white paint, black paint. We got ourselves a show. Come on, China, let's do this.
Yeah, it's like your people squint all the time anyway, so they'd be able to see them.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, that's why we're the Blarney Hour. We can get away with shite like that.
But I mean, it's like, if you're a zoo patron and you're looking and you're like, I've seen pictures of pandas before, and this just isn't right. Yeah, who do you complain to? Is there like a complaint board?
Yeah, is there like somebody walking around the zoo going, "How's your visit going today?" It's like, you know, it's not like you're at Disneyland and Mickey Mouse is walking around. And you're like, "Hey, I got questions."
don't ask me. They don't pay me enough.
My thought is they heard that the zoo was cutting back on, you know, that they were bringing in some more exotic animals.
Yeah.
And they thought that they were going to send them to Ohio. So they're like, if we look like dogs, we might get eaten by the Haitian immigrants. But
it's getting bad. I heard like that in the reptile exhibit, the python was basically just a rat with a big long cape.
That's right.
All right, 10 minutes of showtime, people. Let's make magic happen.
The bats are like telling all their friends, dude, don't hang upside down and just stay here with your wings closed. They'll think we're blackbirds or ravens.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, before we get too racist. Tom,
let's get back into the music. And we have some Seamus Kennedy coming up for you, ladies and gentlemen. And that might about do it for us tonight. But stick around because Solid State Sessions is coming up next.
Got to do a song about a young lady called Sarah. And Sarah held a whole bunch of different jobs. I'm going to sing about them right now. And this is an audience participation song, so let me explain your participation part. I'm going to sing each verse all the way through once. And then we'll do it a second time. But the second time around, you're on your own. Okay? Okay. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a shoeshine shop. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a shoeshine shop. All day long she sits and shines. All day long she shines and sits. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a shoeshine shop. On your own. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a shoeshine shop. Very good, no mistakes. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a Chevrolet. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a Chevrolet. All day long she sits and shifts. All day long she shifts and sits. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a Chevrolet. Here we go. Sarah. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a Chevrolet. This song is going to be no fun if you keep getting them right. Sarah, Sarah, sitting on a battleship. Sarah, Sarah, sitting on a battleship. All day long she sits on ships. All day long on ships she sits. Sarah, Sarah, sitting on a battleship. Ready?
Sarah.
Sarah, Sarah, sitting on a battleship. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a seafood shop. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a seafood shop. All day long she sits and shucks. All day long she shucks and sits. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a seafood shop. Watch it. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a seafood shop. I think I heard a mistake from the guy right in front here. Sarah, Sarah, working with a flock of ducks. Sarah, Sarah, working with a flock of ducks. All day long she flocks her ducks. All day long her ducks she flocks. Sarah, Sarah, working with a flock of ducks. Away, Sarah.
Sarah, Sarah, working with a flock of ducks. Sarah, Sarah, working with a flock of ducks. All day long she flocks her ducks. All day long her ducks she flocks. Sarah, Sarah,
working with a flock of ducks. You said it, didn't you? You said it. I saw you. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a sewing shop. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a sewing shop. All day long she fits and tucks. All day long she tucks and fits. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a sewing shop. Careful.
Sarah.
Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a sewing shop. Sarah, Sarah, sipping on a bottle of Schlitz. Sarah, Sarah, sipping on a bottle of Schlitz. All day long she sips her Schlitz. All day long her Schlitz she sips. Sarah, Sarah, sipping on a bottle of Schlitz. Take it away,
Sarah.
Sarah, Sarah, sipping on a bottle of Schlitz.